Ptosis, but just I left hanging something from the end of Shir, and I gave you a round to look at. So just for kids, so just to bring that in, regarding the end of the Ptosis yesterday, the girsa the Ptosis rejects in the Gemara's Kasha, midi yahav yako arayis shabat Torah. First Ptosis doesn't like it because what's the answer of the Gemara? How does it fit the words? Do you want to say an answer? Give an answer why this is different. Ptosis tries to suggest, pshat, that the Gemara means to answer that Eidach Anem B'Yisurin Lahatir, and that means to say that even within the rule of Dabash Be'erva, as we explained, it's not a problem when you're being Matir, only when you're Asering. And then we were Marech yesterday to explain, so how do you read the next part of the Gemara and what's the basis for the distinction, and that was yesterday. Then Tosis has another Ha'aret. Based on this, he doesn't like this Pshat at all. Tosis says, Hadukamar Ko Arayis Lo Asi Shapir. It's midi lehavi akol arayos shabat Torah. That's not a good language, not a good Russian. Why? The mai kol ikar davar shebe'erved pachas mishnayim zel beishas ish. The whole inyan of davar shebe'erved is eishas ish, namely gittin kedushin and tznus beishas ish osro baila. What does Tosis mean to say? Kol arayos. So it's a whole list. Really, it all boils down to this. So, you could have thought Tosis meant, and this is what it would seem from Tosis Harash, that Kol Arayis Shabbat Torah means that you're referencing all the different Arayis that are in the Torah that go into the rule of Davar Shebe'erva. But what goes into that rule? Ki Matzvah Ervas Davar. So that's speaking specifically about Sota, woman who's Mizanet. That's where you Megarish her. So the Lashon, Kol Shabbat Torah, sounds like all these things are in the Torah. No. The Dabar Dabar is speaking only about Sota. L'chore, that's not what Tosis means, because Tosis doesn't just say Sota. Tosis says that after he says Gittin Kedushin. Right? So, maybe Tosis Rush, how does he put it? What's the way Tosis Rush puts it? Who has the Lashon in front? Here. But old kasha, my koresh shabbat Torah, how ikar drasha drashinan. The Mitzvah Hashem in matzah be'eretz davar drashinan ubi isreish ish kesiv. Isreish ish. So isreish ish is the situation of the one who would be mezana. So Tosa Rush is asking from the lashon of kol arayis shabbat Torah. It's not all arayis. The makor in the Torah is only specifically isreish ish, meaning the sota. Tznus. Tznus de isreish ish. But Tosa's lashon is that Kol ikadosh be'erva zel be'eshes ish begitin the kedushin uznes deishes zel be'eshes ish das begitin the kedushin. So therefore, we understand why the mashal learns the way he does. The mashal learns Tosis saying more than just a question of the lasha. Tosis is saying something very mechudash, that the entire principle and the application of the rule kol davar shebas mishnayim is speaking about issues relating to eshes ish. In other words, other arayas that are not specifically about Eish HaSish, would not go into this rule of requiring Shnayim. So says the Masha. Ratzaloma, the Ika Davar Shebe'erva, in Pachas B'Shnayim, lo nemar el b'inyan erva shel ishes. Avo b'shar arayis, lo nemar b'lo shayachmim, ko arayis. Now, ko arayis, means all the arayis have this halacha. It's not true. Not all the arayis, only in Yonam Veshis Ish. So, what does that mean? Gitin, to say the woman is no longer an Eishas Ish. Kiddushin, to say the woman is an Eishas Ish. And what about the third thing? Lo'osrao Bayla, because what is the Znus? Znus means that the marriage crumbles. There's a lesson of Rashi and Sota in the first parak, that it's Kalko Hanesuin. When you have a Znus, then the Zachit, the Bor HaSosh, becomes Osrao Bayla. That means it's affecting the Ishas. So all of that is included in the rule of Davar Shebe'erva requiring Shnayim. But other things, Kol Arayis, is not so. It's not true. If you have an Eidus about something relating to a Korba, about someone being a relative or not being a relative of the other Yanin of the list of Arayis in Chumash, that's not called Davar Shebe'erva requiring Shnayim. Just want to give you a marmokam relating to this because it's a very big tumult about this. Is it Chuvis and Achronim, not Behuda, Bechuli, and big questions. Now, with Halacha or Maisa,
an edus of one aid regarding something to do with the list of arayis, but not specifically ishus. Yeah.
So why is Tosfos saying it should be Torah?
No, that's his question. That's exactly what what he's asking us. In effect, that's the Mashas Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos is saying that's why he doesn't like the Pshat. That's exactly why he's rejecting it. Koresh Tibet Torah, it's not true. It's only this rule. It's only regained in Yanav Avishas. So there is a sugya later on about a case that a shliach was sent to be Mekadosh an Isha and he died, and you don't know exactly whether he followed up on this shlichus to be Mekadosh an Isha for the Mashaleach. So there's a halacha that this person who sent the shliach is asa b'chol nashim sheba olam. He may not marry. Why? Because chazaka shlichus is shlichuso. We have a chazaka that shliach did what he was told. He followed up, and he's mekadosh an isha. Now, this person is going to marry a woman. For all you know, this woman is a relative of a woman who's already his wife. So he's marrying. He can't marry her. It's one of the arayos. That's the Gemara. That's in the Samach Dal, part of a larger Shaka B'Tarya there. So the question comes up, this already comes up in the Tosis on the bottom there, Samach Dal Amid Aleph, and this is what the Ran brings from the Ramban as follows. Suppose, if that's the issue, suppose all the woman's relatives, the woman that he now wants to marry, because he's not going to marry anybody, maybe she's a relative of the woman he's already married to. Every one of these women, every one of the relatives of this woman that now wants to marry, come and forward and say, we are not in any way related. Well, how does it go? They say we're not related. What?
So they're married. Just by the marriage rate.
What?
Because by the marriage rate. It must be that they weren't.
No. They were not. Sorry. So every one of the relatives, the women say, we were not the woman that this shliach was mekadosh. Okay? So it's obvious, therefore, that he's not marrying a relative of his wife. Because that makes sense? Every woman, what?
And he's not marrying a karev.
Right. Because this woman who wants to marry has relatives, and all those relatives attest as an eid echad, right, that they were not the one that the shliach is mekadosh. Would that be enough to therefore allow him to marry this woman based on the edus of these relatives that they say we're not the one that the shliach is mekadosh? That's the shaila that comes up in the Rishonim. Tosfos already comes up, yeah. So the Ramban, again, it's a large sugya, but this particular nekuda is what I want to bring out. The Ramban says that there would be neman. And the Ran quotes the Ramban as follows. He says, "Ilu baos krovos va'amru lo kidashnu shliach." So the relatives of this woman that he wants to be mekadesh now all come forward and say, "We are not that woman that the shliach is mekadesh." Vadei muta behem. The eidach neman beisurin. The Ramban calls the eidach neman beisurin. And he adds, Koshkin Hacha de Lois Chazik Yisurah. Shasha Bialma, you don't think it's a Chash anyway, it's Lois Chazik Yisurah. And therefore, that would work. Comes the Ran and asks, among the Kashas of the Ran is, how could it be Mutter Be'edus Eidachad, Habilidabash of the Erva, Be'en Apachos Mishnayim? The Afagab de Lois Chazik Yisurah. So he says, Dabar Sheba Erva is a problem even without his chazik, and it's Dabar Sheba Erva. How can you believe them to say that we're not the relative, we're not the ones that we're in this Kaddish? So what's the machlokas based on? What could be the machlokas? What's Pshat in the Ramban? So you might say, well, the Ramban holds that Lois chazik is not a problem with Dabar Sheba Erva, but that's not true. That's not correct. Because we have a Ramban, the four Shana Sugi, that says what? Davar Sheba Erva is a problem even with Lois Chazik. That's how we read the Gemara. So possibly the Machlokes could rest on this Nekuda. That according to the Ramban, this is not called Davar Sheba Erva. Because it's not discussing Ishus. It's not relating to what Tosfos is saying in terms of the column of Davar Sheba Erva. And the Ramban says that it will be. We are not, Okay, this is a very big topic in its own right. Say this question of what is called Davar Shebe'er and how far does it go? Gidon? No? Questions? Okay. Let's go weiter in the Tosfos, the next Tosfos. So we established the Girsa now to be called Avius Shebatorah, and that's our Kasha. And says the Gemara Eidacha Neman B'Yisurin. What is this based on? Pirish HaKuntris. Shebehemina Torah Kol Echad Ve'Echad Alafashas Truma Ushkita V'Nikra Givachev. Rashi says a few different things. That the Torah assigns nemanas for every individual Jew to talk about that it's not also betevel, truma was gemais, is taken off, shchita, it was geshachten properly, nikra gidva chelev, that there was gid was taken out, something, a piece of meat is not chelev, and therefore that is a raya that edach anem be suet. We already noted this is alderach rashi yivamis, that otherwise how could people be samech on their household, how could people eat by other people? The Tosfos quibbles with Rashi. He says, "V'lohayi lo lahaskir afrashas truma u'shchita." Rashi has a number of things in the list, and the first two are afrashas truma u'shchita. Rashi Tosfos says those two don't really serve as a good makor be'edach nem bisurin. Why? The bahano neman afkav dischazik isura. In other words, we're trying to bring a right edach nem bisurin, and we say, but it's not going to work by ischazik isura. But these two examples are even neman by ischazik isura, and which is what it is, right? Shchita is ischazik isura because it's considered eina zavuach, right? The Gemara says in Chulin, behema b'chaya b'cheskes isra omedes, ad shivada l'chada l'shachted. So what is the isra? So Tosfos learns it's eina zavuach. There's mitzavachta, there's an isra essay, you can't eat what's not shachted. Rashi learns it's the isra even menachai. And we assume that even after Nam Shechted, it's ki'ilu that you can be machzik, the original Isser, and carry it over. So it's either way, it's the Cheskas Isser. So there's Ischazik Isser, the animal is Usser beforehand, you don't know if it was Shechted, and you say it was Shechted. So that's clearly Ischazik Isser. Same thing by Teva. Right? It's Ischazik Isser that the Tfuah was Usser as Teva, you say you took off Trumas and Isis. So these are Ischazik Isser cases. So what, in fact, is it the basis for why you believe? The Gemara says in Yevamis, Tosfos quotes it for us. Afgav d'chazik b'shum d'biyado, you're neman not because of edach nem b'isurin, but neman afgav d'chazik isur, which wouldn't work by edach nem b'isurin, shum d'biyado l'sakta. K'mosha pirsha kodesh b'samach. Rashi himself turns around a minute later and explains that way. The Gemara says, d'chazik isur, you're not believed. Says Rashi, what about what I just told you? Rashi says that the Gemara says in Yevamos, right, that you can learn from there because biyado l'sakna. You can learn that it works against his chazik because biyado l'sakna. So Rashi himself says that. And how is it biyado? Tosfos has to spell out exactly why it's biyado. When it comes to tevel, it's easy, right? What's the biyado l'sakna? You could take off tumas ma'isis. Shchita. So where's the biyado? Right now it's not biyado, right? Ushchita afagav de hashta. By tevo it's biyado right now. Ushchita afagav de hashta in biyado l'sakno. Meikor ha biyado l'shchot. You could have done it before. That's also part of the din biyado. Dim lo kein amay mehemen. Were it not for the biyado, why you believed? Came this chazik isura. Because what else are you going to say? The lo matzino b'shum makom sheyitzdarech b'gadol echad omen al gabav. The halacha is if a cotton shechs, then you have to have a gadol supervising to see what's done properly. But what are you going to say? Every time there's a shechet shechting, you have to make sure someone's there, so that together with the shechet, you have two eidim to say it was shechted, because you need eidus. We don't find that. We don't find gadol omen al gabav is only halacha by a cotton. It might not shecht properly. But a gadol never requires another person in order to have edus. We never find that. And we know all the time this is what happens. People believe to say it was shechted. Afal gav, now Tosfos brings another possibility. Maybe you know why we can assume it's shechted? Because there's halacha, a klal in the Gemara Yechul, and it rove, that rove mitsuyin etzo shechita mumchen heim. The most people who hang around where things are shechted, they know what they're doing. So let's use the rov as a basis to know that everything was done properly. So since that wouldn't work, because afagav de l'shech rov mitzvah shechita mumchen kigon, even if you wouldn't have that, kigon shenechtach kol arosh ve'en beis hashechita nikah. Let's say it wasn't like you could see the siman, and the whole rosh was cut off, and you don't even see that it was a shechting. Maybe it's some animal died in some other way. Maybe it wasn't a shechita at all. If you know there was a shechita, then you say, oh, since it was shechted, so rov mitzuyeh, it's a shechita mumchen hei. But if it's a way that you don't even know that there was a shechita, so the person has to tell you that it was done al yidei shechita. So what do you see? That's because you believed. So it must be because of the yada. Aye, but wait, what about women who can't, or not kosher to shecht? Or they don't know how to shecht? Umasha anu samchen ala nasha b'shechita b'shen yodo suchat shechita. So with the yada over there, can be the yada lomod l'shechot either she or ask your cherem she shechotu la. Can be yada dami. It's all called because of the yada. She could learn herself or she could hire somebody. So Tosis is quibbling with Rashi basically that with the examples of Tevel and Shechita, it's biyada. And therefore, it's not a good mucker. So, Umaisa Rashi did say everything. Rashi mentioned that in the list, including Shechita and Truma. So how could Rashi have put in the list to learn out Eidach and Nembisu? So this is already a major kasha that Rishonim asked. The Ran says something of a partial answer, but he doesn't exactly elaborate on what he means. The Ran says, "For how you think Kasha is total? How you was out Omer Cain? How the Bahani is Chazik Isura? Elam Cain Tomar is Chazik Isura ubiyado l'takein shove." What does he mean? That the biyado, which is chazik, brings you to the same equivalent as elo is chazik, and therefore, even though it's biyado, but I can use the biyado, which is chazik, as a marker for eidach and then bisur. The Ran doesn't explain himself. So the famous way to explain it is what the Beis HaLevi says, made with Pshat in the Ran, he says it with the Das Ran, and that's based on the Marik, that we'll soon see again, come back to this Marik soon, that the Marik explains what is Biyado about. Now we had the Rush. The Rush famously says, the Rush later in Gittin, that these Gemara sources come up later, some Gemara's about Biyado, and the Rush has this idea that when a person has the ability to be able to affect that particular status change, so it gives him a sense of a bailus. Now, what do you mean a bailus? Not a bailus on the thing. He might own it anyway, but a bailus on the status. Since I could affect the status, I could therefore attest to the fact that that status is, in fact, what it is. Because it's biyado. That's the Rush's idea. So it's a new nemanus, a new koach. To know where it comes from, we know it, maybe we'll see soon. But that's the idea of biyado according to the Rush. Marik says a different point. Marik wants to say that the idea is that you have Eidach and Nebisurin to start with, but you have a problem called Ischazik Yisura, that he's not Neman against a situation where we presume it to be in a certain status, and you want to say it's different, it's against Ischazik. But if the person saying that it's what it is, which is against Ischazik, but that person had the ability on his own to be able to change the status, so that ischazik doesn't become a barrier. Because the ischazik itself has its own caveat. What's the ischazik? Ischazik isura, but built into the ischazik is that Ploni has the ability to undo it. Says Ploni, I undid it. That's not called against ischazik, because what I'm saying was already koza nichnas in the ischazik. The ischazik already lent itself to that possibility that it could be undone by this person. I'm not saying that anybody could do it, but at least vis-a-vis the person who had biyado, so to that extent, this chazik is not really what he's saying is, in the chanami, it's chazik, and I took care of it, and he could have taken care of it. So therefore, what he's doing is consistent with this chazik, it's not considered to be going against it. This chazik allows for that possibility, knows that it could happen. That's more or less the svar of the marik. If that's the svar of biyado, then we understand maybe what the Ran is saying, which so Rashi is saying. Rashi feels that it's enough to bring in the case of Shechita and Tevel as a mocker of Eirach and Bisurin, even though the Gemara says that typically you're not Neman against Ischazik, and why are you Neman because of Biyado? But Biyado itself is just bringing us back to the equivalent of Eirach and Bisurin without Ischazik. It's basically saying that the Ischazik with Biyado, as Ran says, is the equivalent of Lo Ischazik. That would be a very nice geshmaka way to learn Pshat and Rashi. So could be the Pshat and the Ran, or the Ran doesn't seem to give much credence to it. Shari Hizim doesn't really elaborate. Which maybe leads us to think that maybe the Ran meant something a little different, not such a lumdish shabbat of the Marik, but maybe something else the Ran didn't think it was so good. But could start thinking. Maybe something more. Maybe that the Yodo can't just be by itself. The Yodo, you still have to have some base idea that you can give the person an amanus, then the Yodo could kick in, but you have to be masculine what that means exactly. David.
The Rebbe said that
amanus
is kind of like sort of building
Tanai. Tanai, I don't know what the word is, Tanai, but the potential that it could be undone is this chazik itself has a loophole in it, has the definition of this chazik. But with the other means that's that creator, that possibility of change is already all there. It's plugged into it. So when you say, "I took care of it," yeah, that's not, that doesn't have a problem. To that extent, it was never really, it's not really, it was never against you because you always had a possibility. So you just affirm that that's what happened. That's the vort of the Beis Halevi, that's the Marik, and that would be perhaps Pshat and Rashi. Tosus doesn't accept it. Because of that, Tosus goes off and says, and in fact, the Imtomar, Tosus goes after this, and he says, Menolan Eidachan HaMisurin. Now, wait a second. Why does Tosus have to jump ship and ask a kasha not being a new mocker? Rashi said four things. Yeah, Rashi said Shchita, Rashi said Tevel, right, and then right, first it's Truma, Shchita, those are the first two. That's what Tosus asked on Rashi. Rashi continued with two other examples. Nikra, Gid, and Chayim. Okay, so two out of four, bad, right? Take the other two and use that as the mug. What does Tosus have to jump to Nukash? Let the mucker be from those two. Those two examples, clearly, you see from Tosus not asking the kasha. Those two are not considered as chazik. Right? Why not? And it's not biyado. Right? It's not. This is Mefurish also in the Tosus of Rush. He says, he has the kasha from Tevel and from Shchita. It's Avo Miniko Gidvachel of Maisi Shapirai. So the Rashi acknowledges. Rashi Tosus is sort of silent on it. He just asks what he asks, and he just goes on to the other thing. He says, Nikoche Maisi Shapirai. The Ainz of Biyot, number one, Ainz of Biyot is Sakin. Kishome Gidze Shel Heter. He kept him Sakin because it's Heter. The Shuman says Shel Heter. Dimu Gidan Nasha, Ainz of Biyot is Sakin. He can't change it from Gid to not Gid. The Chen Chel Shias Shuman. He said, the Neman is going to be based on the Neman, and it's Chazik, it's not. It's not, as Rashi says, it's not Bechaticha Gufa. So it could be Tosus Bechal doesn't, it's two separate Nyan. Tosus doesn't like Rashi separately, and that's what Tosus is asking. He just points out Rashi says, those two anyway are difficult. But Tosus Bechal doesn't like Rashi. From Tosus Rashi, it sounds to me like he's not dismissing Rashi, but he doesn't see this as the mocker. Because he says Mefurish that's okay. Then he says, he gufa minala. That's what the Tosus Rashi's Russian is. He gufa minala, the Eirach HaNeman al-zeh. In other words, I hear. Obviously, it must be the case, because there's Gid and there's Chelev. But all you're doing is showing me that there must be a mocker, but this isn't the mocker. This goes back to what did Rashi mean? Did Rashi mean that since the Torah clearly expects people to be able to eat by each other's houses and relying on their household, so that's what becomes the mocker in its own right? The basis for Nachum Zimt is the fact that we wouldn't be able to live normally in our homes otherwise, so that's the mocker. But does Rashi mean that since this is the case, it must be there is a mocker? He tells the Rashi, it sounds like he took it the second way. So he accepted Rashi halfway. He says, okay, but you're not giving me the real mocker. Could be Rashi actually meant it as a mocker. If Rashi meant it as its own mocker, then we're back to Tosus. Why didn't Tosus just use the other two examples? Maybe because people could be careful not to eat You know, not to eat meat. Well, they could check that. Maybe they could check if it's a git is there or not. They told us not to shiraya. Teva, we don't know. Was it the takeoff or not? Shumas amaisris. Shchita, you have no way to know. So you're stuck. You can't eat. Maybe the gid you can look at. Tosis said, maybe that's not enough of a riot. Tosis, Rashi's mashal. Rashi never, he never took Rashi to mean that's the mukkah. Rashi just is showing you it has to be that way. But what is the mukkah? Yes, sure.
When Tosis Yor says that there are four things and he's going to reject and prove them. So isn't it weird that Rashi would form the
quotas? Again, the point is that people constantly are eating meat and fruit and whatever by each other. And what about Gid and Asher? What about Tevel? About Shumas and Ma'aser? That actually brings all of them together. Shechita. How come? Maybe the riot could be from the fact that how can you trust other people for Gid and Asher? How can you trust that it's not Chelev? That's what I'm wondering. So if you only quibbled with two, so maybe the riot. So maybe two is not enough of a riot. Maybe that's what Tosis will hold, because that you can avoid, or Gid and Asher you can check. Or Tosis holds like Tosis Rash, that, yeah, but even within Rashi, there has to be some other mucker. Or something like Rashi. Just, he pointed out what he did, but meanwhile, he doesn't like it. Because he doesn't say he goofa. He asks it as a nukasha, the imtoma. What I'm asking is, what's the juxtaposition between Tosa asked on Rashi and how he goes now into his own point, and now where do we know it from? If you left two other places in Rashi, two other examples, we rely on that. Tosa right away says, okay, now what do we do? He only asked on two of the examples in Rashi. It could be Tosis. Maybe Tosis understood that Rashi is only a raya, not a mocker. Okay. So then, okay. Meanwhile, Rashi gave four examples to be a raya. Only two are rayas. But either way, the mocker is still elusive. Could be Rashi didn't mean Rashi meant it as a mocker in its own right. Rashi did quote a pasuk, but elsewhere. Rashi quoted the pasuk in Chulin. You remember that Yud? Rashi says the zavachta and the shachat. So the Torah obviously left the kohanim eat and left the bialim eat, and some of the bialim includes the family and so on. So therefore, it must be the Torah is clearly being ma'im in him. Rashi here in Yibamis is inch adam. Question is that a mokor or is that just a right? Now Tosh is going to propose something else. They could be there, you know, important to keep in mind the two tracks, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi's, you know, saying it's all based on the stomach, the Torah would be maimon, and Tosis has a mucker, a hard mucker from a drasha, so to speak. The Tomar, the Noah, the Erech, and then the Yisurin, the Shlomar, the Alfinan min Nida, the Darshina Perka Madir. It says, the Safra La, the Anapashas Mitzora, by a Zava, the Safra La, she has to have Shiva Nakiyim. She saw 3 days within the Yud Aleph Yom. She's been Nida Lenida. She's Nida Zava Del Raisa. We call Nida Zava. It's basically the same Indian. And she needs Shiva Nakim. So she can count, and she doesn't need any other Eidus on this. She's believed to say that she had Shiva Nakim. This is a raya of Eidach Nemesin. It's a Xeris Akasa, the Safra Lala Atzma. This is Tosis Pshat, Tosis Mok of Eidach Nemesin. A new drasha. The Imtoma, Imkain Afiwis Chazik Isura. So then, how could it be that we say you're not believed by Ischazik? Even Ischazik Isura should be the same thing. She was seeing it till now. She's Becheska, so she's seeing Dam. Now she says that she has Shiva Nakiyim, B'Safra La, so it's a Chor and Eidachad Neman B'Suin, even against Yitzchazik. So how could you say you're not believing? You see, the very source itself is even against Yitzchazik. The Yishlomar, the Eina B'Cheskas Shetehiroa Kosha, the fact that she saw until now doesn't mean that she'll be Cheskas, that she'll continue seeing. Uksha Avru Shiva Tahora Memela, after 7 days of not seeing, she's Memela Tahor. The lowest Chazik Isur, because he's not the Cheskas that she'll keep seeing. So the Tos starts by saying it's not his Chazik because it's not automatic that she's going to keep seeing. So it says, add the Gan Biyada Litvo. And there's a Biyada. She can go to the Mikvah. Maim Chayim, whatever it is, she can go. She can be Tovil. So, fact of Mashah, wait a second. So then you tell me it's Biyada. So how do you know that you had Echanem Bisurin by Lois Chazik without Biyada? The very mocker you have has a Biyada built into it. So So then again, how do you use this as a valid marker without biyada? With biyada is a new idea that you're neman with biyada, even by ischazik. Tosa is saying it's lo ischazik and biyada. So then I have a biyada. Then how do I know to believe in achanem yisurim without biyada? How's the kasha? Says the Masha based on the Rashba, something interesting. There really are two distinct issues to consider with regard to Nida. And both of which are part of what she's believed when based on the Besafra law. What are the two issues? On both sides, what are the two issues? Number one, she has to have Shivanakim that she has to stop seeing Riyah Abram. But there's something else. What else has to, just because she stops seeing, she's still Tameh until she's Tova. Now, regarding the first issue of whether she's able to, whether she has Shiva Nakim and didn't see a flow, that is not the other. Because that's either she has Shiva Nakim, she does see, that's not the other. But that's not Ischazik either. Because Eina Bechaz Bira Kosha. Regarding the mikvah, she is the cheskas. She's a chazik. She's tummy until she goes to the mikvah. But vis-a-vis that, what do you have on her side?
The
other. Comes out that really what we have in Nida is a mocker for two things. We've been discussing now, we're building the sugya a little bit, right? We've been discussing Irechanem Bisurin without his chazik. We're also discussing what the Gemara says in Yibamas, even if it is his chazik, you have an amaras of the other. According to Tosis Makar, both can be found in the Safra Lah. Because when you believe her that she has Shiva Nakiyim and that she went to the mikvah, what you have here is an emunus on two things. You have an emunus on that she didn't see. She didn't see for the 7 days, so that's an emunus Eirechanem Bisurin without Ischazik, without the other. Because that's not up to her. But that's not Ischazik. That ain't a Bechesed Rav Kosha. But then she also said she went to the mikvah. That is a chazik, but it's a biyada. And she's believed in that too. So the makor Tosis has now brought for us has actually served as a double makor. It's a makor of Eirach Nebisurin below is chazik, and at the same time, it's a makor of is chazik and biyada. Everyone hear that? That's what emerges from the Masha based on the Rashba. See it inside. In fact, there are two things. Lois chazik and biyada is hadra kusha samaduchte. We're back to square one. The question returns. What was a kasha and rashi? How can you use hafresh as truman shchita as a mokar? There it's chazik and biyada. Here you have, you want to learn at Lois Chazik and in the other, the Safik Shalcheira, Voshuman, Damin Bishmait and Dineman, the Eshkafarish de Vayam, Shem Demenida Ikatarti. The heat to Meya, number one, Kozman Shiroa. The in the other lips of Dama, she can't stop the flow. But even after the flow stops, the Gamakka heat to Meya at Shatitvo. Now, how Kamri, and that also says, the Mishum Shiroa, Lomik Mishazik Isura, Kimit and Bachaska Shiroa Kosha. Umachmas biyasa vis-a-vis the re'iyah hitahor v'melach hazayim. Mitzad the source of tumah of the dam that would lend itself to become a tar right after shiva nekiyah. Mitzad that aspect. The imishim da'adayin afach she'en aroah es chazak yisura tumeh mishim d'ol tavla harish b'yad alitvo. V'hashta nicha the bein rabi yad avlo es chazak bein es chazak v'hu b'yadu ikar umeh afshab minida. Clear? I remember the last time I taught, someone had a hara, which I put out to everybody. I saw it back in my old notes. But Lamaisa, how do you separate this? Lamaisa, what do you mean, mitzad the Shiva Nakim, she's tahar? But Lamaisa, she'd go to mikvah. Can you really isolate them? But Etzem, she's not tahar. But Etzem, she's not tahar because of the fact that. So, how can you say that there's an emunus on something that Lamaisan practically is not going to give her the Tahara? It's not Torah Memela. It's Torah Memela only theoretically. That was someone's Taina. Ishriyashe, but I just, you know, I put it out. But someone else had it before you. Who was asking? What? Yeah.
Huh?
Avi.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Why is the Rosh Hashanah by Tosfos? Why can't, meaning, Tosfos is just saying a Stam Makor.
We're trying to run out of Makor for Lo Yischazik, and not the other, right?
Okay.
Chela, this piece is Shuman. How do you have a Makor? If the case of there is a Biyada, so then how do you have a right to learn out without Biyada? That's the Mashiach's Kash.
You mean the case of the woman and Shevin and
Kiyin? Yeah, so that's that, because Tosfos says Biyada Lidfal. That's Mashiach, there's two issues so going on. There's the issue in terms of the Shevin and Kiyin, and there's the issue in terms of the Tzvila. So, in terms of saying it's Shevin and Kiyin, in terms that she didn't see, that's Lois Chazik, and not Biyada. In terms of the Tzvila, it's Chazik, because Kosman, there's no Tzvila, there was Chazik that she's talking, but it's Biyada. So both the things are derived from the Sefer Lah. Is that it?
Why can't it be a Chazaka that she's going to stop leading, and that she's leading Roy to become...
Yeah, but it's not. It's only Roy, but the Etzem, it's not Tahora, the Etzem. It's not Tahora Memela. You want to know the Tahora that I just asked you before?
What?
No, because the Etzem, it's only theoretical. So the answer is each thing is separate by itself. In other words, she could say, she's Neman to say that she didn't see. That's Lois Chazik. So that piece has an Eidach and Neman on that. And then the aspect of Tefillah, that's also in Nichral, so to speak, in the Pasuk, Misafalah, but it's Ki'ilu, the Seder Hadvar, Misafalah, Bachatitar, it's all Nichral, what the person is saying, she'll go to Mikvah, she's Neman on that too. So that's a Biyada part. But on that, there's a Chazik.
It seems based off the Rishonim that Eyachah being Neman by Nida is for a different number of different reasons. Not necessarily because of what we're saying by Chazik Yisur, but there's a couple of reasons specific to Nida that why Eyachah would be Neman. So why is this a Makor in Tosfos?
What specific reasons? I mean, Tosfos.
Tosfos Harash says that it's because of Pesha Asur, Pesha Hitzer.
No, but he knocks it down. He rejects it. He says they have Makor. He said we have other Makors for that. But he says you could have said. He says Nafkamina. The Shekhenos tell us that she's a Nida, so you don't have Pesha Asur, right? He deflects all those points. He says you could have said maybe it's Pesha Asur. We only know she's Nida from Haranah. She tells you she's Tar. He says that's not correct because we know Pesha Asur anyway. So must be the pasuk is needed for the case, but there's no Pesha Asa, because we know she's a Nida without her. So he works it out.
Did Demi also there on Theramban, though, there on Theramban said it was because it's only her that could be made on being a Nida?
I mean, it says, so therefore what? Therefore only there, the Torah is Nida. Okay, this is Tosfos Makor. Okay, this is in Lechnev. You could say everyone, that's not Rashi himself, didn't go with the Nida, but Tosfos says this is the Makor. We have more to say about this. I want to go to the next Tosfos that's going to connect with this. There's a whole other chelot to this Indian of the Sefer Lah. We're going to get to it right now. Yeah?
You're already saying that Ha'ara not be like the wash on Tosfos, this is Torah Mimela. But let's say she hadn't gone to the mikveh and she just testifies, I stopped seeing, should she not be Nemel on that?
She's still not going to have practical. Practical implications.
It's not going to have practical implications. What?
Because
she has Nemonis on it.
But
so she
has take that for itself.
Yeah. I hear in the Lashon Tosfos, the Torah Mimela is a little difficult, but in terms of just the Nemonis, she has Nemonis. Like, why wouldn't she have Nemonis?
Usually, on that piece of it, but then you have to mitzvah if that was something else. Okay, that's probably correct. Okay. Now, let's go. For now, we're going to skip over the next Tosfos, because that's an Inyan for itself. Go to Tosfos Havidavah Shebe'erva, the first part we did already. Right? Havidavah Shebe'erva, so the Gemara follows up. He says, how could you say Eidach and Nambi Surin? That's true if it's Lois Chazik Yisur, but here it's Chazik Yisura and the Eish HaSish and Havidavah Shebe'erva, so we follow up with that. Hai Denaka Davah Shebe'erva. The Tosfos is asking, why does the Gemara bring in Davar Shebe'erva? We already asked the Kasha, finished. It's Chazik Yisura. So if you remember, the Ramban's answer was either in Agoris, the second part, or the Ramban says, it's Chada Va'od Kama. Number one is Chazik Yisura. Number two, even if it weren't, it's Chazik Yisura. But also, you have another problem independent of that. Even if it would be low, it's Chazik. Even if it weren't, it's Chazik. What is the problem? Davar Shebe'erva. Before in the Ramban, Davar Shebe'erva by itself is already... You're not believed, even if it's Lois Chazik. This is the Ramban. Tosfos has a different answer. Hai denelka davar shebe'erva omeri. Mishum Deba Isha Rabbah, and the Yivamis Peches, Bishari Surei, Yon Tevel, Behegdish Vekonamos, those examples, Misafkalon, the Gemara has possibilities, Misupik, Yimehem, and Afigu is Chazaki Surei Vilabi Yado, Olo. No, the Gemara afterwards says, oh, that could be Biyado, but the Gemara initially uses Tevel Behegdish Vekonamos, seemingly as a raya, that an Eid Achad is Neman, even against his Chazak. Even if not for biyado. So there is a possibility that Eid Achad is never against his chazik. Says the Gemara, okay, but here it's the Davish of Eruv. So what do we make a point out? In Tosus, you can be medayik. The fact that he did not say the Ramban's answer, Davish of Eruv, is a second kasha based on even if it wasn't his chazik. Rather, Tosus says it's really one kasha, more or less. It's either Yenamidem against his chazik, period. Or even if you are, but not by a davar she'be'erev ischazik. Those tosis would be mashma, right? Right. That davar she'be'erev is a problem when it's ischazik. Hold that thought, Rabosa. Yeah, we had this already, right? This is tosis pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, if it's ischazik, maybe that's a problem by itself, or it's maybe only a problem when it's davar she'be'erev with ischazik. Fek tosis a further kasha v'im tomar. Let's even assume now, let's go with it, Sad, the Eid Echad is Nem Bishurin, even by Ischazik. What Tosus just suggested from the Gemara Yevamos. Even if it's not Biyado, even without Biyado, Ischazik alone would be given Nemanus, if that's the case. So obviously you have to have some mucker for that somewhere, but it won't be where? It won't be Amay Yitzchak V'Safar Lo Atzma. So what do you need b'safra la by nida? In other words, by there you have a biyada. But you hold that even without biyada, you'd be believed against his chazik. So then what do you need b'safra la? Obviously that's not going to speak to this issue. You must have some other mocker that even believe against his chazik, but then you don't need the b'safra la anymore. That no longer holds any as a mocker. That's Tosus Kash. Yeah. Tosus is asking, if Eid Echad is Neman, even without the Yad, against his Chazek, then we lost our Mark. We don't need the Sefer, doesn't really speak to that. The Sefer has the Yad. The Yishloma, Yisal Kedaitach. I would have thought like this. The Chashid Kmo Dabash of the Erev. Without the Sefer that she's believed by Nida, you would think that Nida would be viewed as Davar she'be'erev, because we have the whole discussion, what's called Davar she'be'erev, Tosus earlier. Tosus ends up saying that Davar she'be'erev is limited to Inyanim of Ishus, but who knows? Nida is one of the Arayas. So Tosus is saying, you would have thought that Nida is Davar she'be'erev, in which case you can't believe one woman, one eight. So what's the Kamash Malan? That is not Davar she'be'erev, right? That's not, like Tosus said before. What if it would have been a Davar she'be'erev? Then you would think she's not believed. But Rabosa, the obvious question is, what's the obvious question? What did Tosus say a minute before? That what is Nida, is Chazik or low is Chazik? What did Tosus say? Tosus says low is Chazik. Ein b'chesti ro'a kosha. No, so Tosus is saying, and if you need the pasuk, because otherwise you would think that Nida is a davar she'be'erev, and therefore you would not be believed to believe 1-8, because it's a davar she'be'erev. But it's a davar she'be'erev without his chazik. And what do we just got finished saying from the beginning of Tosus? That a davar she'be'erev without his chazik is not a problem. Rabbi Kibbe Eger was medayik that from the beginning of the Tosus, right? That he didn't learn pshat in the Gemara like the Ramban. That the Gemara was asking, even without his chazik, you have davar she'be'erev. No, the Gemara was asking, if you have his chazik, and you say you believe against his chazik, then I have another problem of davar she'be'erev with his chazik. Fine. But meanwhile, you see in Tosus that davar she'be'erev with his chazik doesn't create a problem requiring shnayim. So then Tosus asks, what do you b'safra la? If you say that you believed even against his chazik, what do you b'safra la? Because you would think that neither is called davar she'be'erev, come ask what it's not called davar she'be'erev. And if it would be called davar she'be'erev, then she wouldn't be believed. By it up because it's davar she'be'erev. But Tosus said before, it's lo ischazik because ein b'cheskas shetei b'kosha. So then it sounds like Tosis is holding that a davar she'be'evah without his chazik is a problem. So how does that fit with the beginning of Tosis? How does it fit with everything we're saying until now? So you notice there's a little pintala here, right? What's that pintala doing here? The sakadaitach, the chashiv. What's that? Who's that? Who's that pintala? You see that? Kibayegah. What does Kibayegah say to do? Ayin? Marik, Shorosh, Ayin, Beis. So who do you think asked this kasha? The Marik. This is what Kibayegah. That's Ayin Marik. That's what he wants. This is the problem. This is the Marik. So I have a sefer at home, Gilyan Hashas Hashalim. So I don't have a Marik. I don't have my own Marik. I can't put Zachachma, but all right. But this is before Priyar Zachachma, this is coming out. So they every Kibayegah that is Mitzayin and Atshuvas or whatever, they give you the Nusach. So Marik is Shoresh Ayin Beis. Marik, by the way, you should know who he was. He's Italy. He was a Rebbe of the Bar Tanura. You know the Bar Tanura, right? Early Achram, right? So this is the Rebbe of the Bar Tanura, the Marik, Marik Cohen. The Mama quotes him quite often. So the Marik, Shoresh, is by Sharashim. Shoresh Ayin Beis discusses this question. And this is where the Marik takes for granted. Remember, the Beis HaLevi quoted Marik, if you remember. The Beis HaLevi, Chel Beis Lamed Zayin, quoted Marik as the one who holds, among other people, that Davar She'be'evah, without his chazik, is not a problem. Davar She'be'evah is the only problem with his chazik. We'll see some why, but this is what he says. So he has this problem with Tosis. How could Tosis say pshat, that you need the suffer a lot, because without that, I would have come along and said that neither davar she'be'evah and therefore requires shnayim. But if it's lo es chazik, Tosa says that it's ene b'chesed ra kosha. So what's the big deal? Davar she'be'evah without es chazik is also okay. That's the problem the Kibayegah is sending us to the Marik for. So the Marik, what he wants to do is he wants to go back to the Mashav before. Let's speak it out. You can look at you a little bit afterwards, but let's speak out. What did the Mashav tell us before based on the Rashba? There are really two issues with Nida, right? One issue is, did she have clean days without seeing Dam? In that point, Tosa says, it's what? It's what? Lowest chazik. Then the question is, did she go to the mikvah? On that point, until she goes into chazik issue, the Torah gives a nemanus on both. Here's what Tosis will mean. If I didn't have a safrala, then I would think that Nida is a davar she'be'evah. If Nida is a davar she'be'evah, then with regard to saying that she didn't see Dam, so you're right. She'd be believed even by davar she'be'evah because it's not a schazik. So that I wouldn't need the safrala for. Okay? I know it sounds a little counterintuitive right now. The safrala, that's the pasuk. The whole pasuk is going to be needed for what aspect of the story? That issue of the tefillah. Because the tefillah is a schazik, kozman shelo tavla, she's b'cheskas tmeya. And the Torah will be here for to be megala to us that even though on that you have davar she'be'evah, you would think it's called davar she'be'evah and it's a schazik. So therefore she shouldn't be believed. Kamash malan, that what? That nida is not called davar she'be'evah, that's why she's believed on the tefillah. Because again, even though it's just chazik, but it's biyada. Go back to the Masha. What did the Masha tell us? What do we see in Nida? Two things. We see that in Idacha is Nemen Bisurim by Nadis Chazik. That's because you believe by that she didn't see. And it's also telling us that you believe with his chazik if it's biyada. The Tosis had a kasha. If I would hold, that Idacha is Nemen against his chazik, like the Gemara entertains in Yavamas. Then why do I need B'Safrallah? Answers Tosis, I need B'Safrallah because I would think otherwise that Nida is called a Davar She'be'evah. So, in other words, and Kamash Malan is, it's not called Davar She'be'evah. If it were a Davar She'be'evah, then you wouldn't believe her. What's our problem? But Tosis, it's not his chazik. So if it's Davar She'be'evah, so what? So why wouldn't you believe her? But it's not his chazik. The answer is, it depends. On the fact that she didn't see Dam, it's lois chazik, as Tosa said before, and you're right, because it's lois chazik, you would be believed, you wouldn't need the pasuk. But on the issue of whether she went to the mikvah, so you have a davar she'be'evah with his chazik. And therefore, if it were a davar she'be'evah, there'd be a problem. She'd be believed to say that she went to the mikvah. Kamash malan, these are all assuming that Erech is neman against his chazik. But by davar she'be'evah and his chazik, he not believed. Kamash balan the pasuk, the safrala, that she's believed on what? on the tefillah. This teretz is a little bit of a dochik. Why? Because it comes out that it's one thing to say that B'Safra Allah tells me on two things. It tells me the chiddush that she believed and said she didn't see. And the meretz also telling me she believed and said she went to the mikvah, b'yad ha'litvah. I could get that as well. But it comes out, according to Tosfos teretz that we're explaining now, on that which the Torah is actually speaking explicitly about, B'Safra Allah, that she didn't see them, that you wouldn't need the pasuk to tell it. Because even were to be dam shebe erva, it's lo eschazik. So it's only needed for that which the Torah is implicitly relating to, that the end of the story, v'achatitar, that the Torah is done b'safra Allah to tell me that she's neman on a tzvila. Because had it been, and you would think you're not believed because it's a dam shebe erva. So something of a dochik. Maybe there's another yeshiv to this kasha to think about, to sweat about a little bit for tomorrow. Maybe this kasha is a very, very important kasha that the Kibbeger is saying us to Marik for, that how could you square this Tosis with the previous part of Tosis and explain that Tosis is telling us, Ahava Mina, had it been Davish of the Erva, you wouldn't believe her. And her, we wanted to refer to the Dam, to not seeing Dam, not to the Tzviva. But Tosis himself said before that it's Lois Chazik, Shiftei Ro Kosha. So, big deal, it's a Davish of the Erva. Tosis is of the opinion, as in Kibbeger's Medaik, that Davish of Erva without his chazik is fine. I both say, here the cheshbin, the kasha, through the cheshbin, that's where we are right now. So Marik is giving us a yisha based on the masha. Maybe there's what else we can add to this. Maybe a different mahalach to try to work out. And this is going to speak to the question that we were meramis already a few times. Is the ischazik of Davish of Erva the same issue of ischazik as the ischazik of Eidachad in general? So what exactly is the role of ischazik Yisura Bitsiruf Davish of the Erva? Is it the same halacha as Ischazik Yisura according to the Manda Omar that Eidachad in general is not an Eviyah Ischazik? Or is it some other combination of why it is that Davish of the Erva with Ischazik you're not believed? Is it the same idea, or is it maybe something else? Or maybe that will be the outline of what we'll be able to say to answer this question. A few people had questions. Let's open the floor.
Right, is the reason why she's Neman because of the Safra Lo or because of the Biyada? Why she?
No, so again, Lamaisa we hold, you're not believed against Ischazik, so you need the Pasuk to tell me that it's Lamaisa, it's not Ischazik, Yisura, but you have to know it, Achanam Yisura. So the Pasuk is telling me that, and it's telling me on the Tfila that you believed against Ischazik with Biyada. That's the Masha. Two things come from the Pasuk. Tosis asked, if I would have held that you are Eidachad is Neman all the time, even against this Chazik, which is why the Gemara had to push forward and say Davar Shebe Erva. But if I go with that possibility, then who needs B'Safra Allah? Obviously you have some other marker that you believed against this Chazik, so then what are you bringing in B'Safra Allah? Tosis, I would have thought with that B'Safra Allah that Nida is a Davar Shebe Erva, and therefore you're not believed on what? Chora, on the Shebe Nekiyah. The problem is, that means that you would have held that Davish of Erba without his chazik is a problem, which is what the Ramban holds. But that doesn't square with what we were proving from Tosis himself, and what the Marik is assuming Kedavah Pasha and many others in the Jewish Maimony that we saw back on the first day, that Davish of Erba without his chazik is not a problem. So then why would need of being a Davish of Erba be a problem, pose a problem for us? It's Davish of Erba without his chazik. Says the Marik, it's not about that, it's about the other issue.
What's going on?
So it comes out that the B'Safra Allah, the words B'Safra Allah, talking about counting Shiva Nekiyah. And B'Safra Allah is only necessary B'Nogeya, that she's Neman on the Tefillah.
Because the other is why she's Neman.
Right. So B'Safra Allah, which is B'Gzeiras HaKasuv, if you tell me it's two things, okay. So it's telling me two things. It's telling me B'Safra Allah, she's Neman, because Eidachanam Bisurin and it's Lois Chazik, and that's number one. And Mamela, it's also Nichol, and that is another Chiddush that she's also believed on the end of the story that she went to the mikvah, and that's because of the Yada. Okay, but if you tell me that on terms of point one, it's not even needed. It's a point of one, because in terms of point one, I already know Eidachanam Bisurin against this Chazik, and I don't need this Pasuk, even Davar Shebe Erva without his Chazik, it's fine. So I wouldn't need the pasuk to tell me that she's Neman that she didn't see. So I only need it because Davar Shabe'erva with his chazik on the other issue. And the words are the pasuk of Esafra La. And you only need it for the Vachatita. That's strange. But again, if we try to revisit the question of why it is that Davar Shabe'erva is needs his chazik and try to frame it in such a way that it's not the same this chazik problem as Eidach and Misurin against his chazik, then maybe we have a way to sort of finesse this issue that Tosis could still be saying that in the context over here, Davar Shabe'erva would be a problem, even though Tosis said earlier that Eina Becheska is the real kosha. Explain why that is, but that would be a better way to try to work out Tosis. But we have to explain it. I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying what we want to say, but what exactly does it mean?
Can we say that maybe it's not as a chazic issue, but just that when Tosfos said that, you know, about
Davar Shabe'erva, there's a difference between Davar Shabe'erva in this case and Davar Shabe'erva in the other case. What's it mean? What's the difference? I mean, it's called a Davar Shabe'erva. What you're trying to say is, we're going to go there, is that again, I'm not going to say more than this right now, but it's Mahalch of the Achronim, it's not of Shem, of Shlomo, of Ruben. The chazik isura of Davar Shabe'erva is more to define it as such, as opposed to saying that you can't speak against his chazik. If it's about speaking against his chazik, so ain't b'chad v'rakosha. By Davar Shabe'erva, it's just about framing it as a Davar Shabe'erva. Without his chazik, it's not called, you're speaking about Davar Shabe'erva. We discussed yesterday a little bit that idea. So in this case, Lemaisa, he's speaking about Davar Shabe'erva, no two ways about it. Lemaisa, the Marik himself, when he says that you need a chazik by Davar Shabe'erva, he says, you know why? Because it's only when you're trying to change the status of a Davar Shabe'erva against the chazaka, that's when it's a problem. And he says, you know why? Because Lamasho. How do we know Davar Shabe'erva needs two? How do you know it? Davar mi mamon. And by mamon, he says, it's because you're being made lahotzi mamon mecheskas. Says the very beginning of this Marik, the part of the quote here. So he says, afkan lahotzi isha mecheskas heter. He learns that the reason why you need a chazik by Davar Shabe'erva is because it's dumya de mamon. The Shmaitza asks on this Marik. The Shmaitza Vav says, there's a Gemara in Bava Tzia that talks about an Eid Echad in the following case. Person finds an Aveda. Two different people give Simanim. An Eid Echad comes and supports one of the people's claims that it belongs to them. That's called Simanim the Eid Echad. The din is Yaniach. You can't trust the Eid Echad. Is that Eid Echad coming to be Motzi Mamon Mechazaka? Where's the money? The money's by the Baal Aveda, who found it. And yet we say Eid Echad is not Nemet. So you see, he asks on Marik, you see that Eid Echad is not believed even when you're not being Motzi Mamon Mechazaka. So that's a kasha. But the Marik learns that it's ki'ilu like that's the limud. But maybe there's a different idea. Why it is that you need a schazik by Davar Shabe'erva, and that could be what we could use in terms of explaining a miyash of this kasha. Follow up? Yeah?
I'm saying that the Davar Erva in this case, we could say that Eidach is narrow because we want to make up the chazakuras by a get. But in case of the Nida, it's no.
Yeah, but you can't split Davar Shabe'erva. It is what it is. I mean, either it is Davar Shabe'erva, it's not Davar Shabe'erva. That's the cloud. If Nida was Davar Shabe'erva, then it has to follow the normal channels. It doesn't bring, you can't, in other words, it doesn't seem like there's something else going on in the Sugya. If it's, Tosha says it's not, it's chazik, and the rule is, not because of Iguna. The rule is Davar Shabe'erva needs a chazik. That's the diuk of it. That's the diuk that we made. Okay. Oh, Daniel, go.
Yeah, maybe it could be Miyasha was chazik from the other angle, meaning that maybe, I don't know, this might not be a popular approach, but maybe Rabbi Akiva Eger's diuk is not necessarily true. Meaning maybe you could say that
Tosis really holds. Yeah. Like the Ramban. Really, Mischazik by itself. How come Tosis didn't say Pshat the Gemara simply like the Ramban?
Maybe that is Pshat the Gemara. Maybe he just held that meaning this.
He just thought his Pshat is a better Pshat. He didn't like the Ramban. What they learned this way,
still,
right?
You can still read it. Like, meaning that's what they there are certain, like Tabel and Shita that can override, Eidach could override that. But like, no, but here we're talking about Davar Shabeer, but that's how we know we need to. But
He wanted to learn the Gemara differently, but even though he really holds that Davar Shabe'erva by itself is, but he didn't want to learn the Gemara. The Gemara means even if didn't have his chazik. Okay, so you're just making the diuk less of the diuk. Okay, but the Barik anyway held this way, separate from Tosas, so therefore he anyway had to deal with this problem. All those who hold that way, and they don't want Tosas to be on the other, on the wrong side of the issue, so then you have to figure something out for Tosas. Okay.
I think the shot of the ad.